When the Oscars come out next weekend, a statue or two might go to the animated film Finding Nemo. But that much-publicized movie could be upset by a quirky animated competitor called The Triplets of Belleville. Critics love this foreign film, described as a Franco-Canadian-Belgian production. It's packed with elaborate details, eccentric characters, and a jazzy score. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The Triplets of Belleville opens with a crazy scene of people of every size and shape decked out, filing into a 1930s cabaret-style club. The stars are the triplets, three very tall, razor-thin sisters whose bodies bend and sway as they sing. The film spans several decades, from around the 1930s to the 1960s. The lead character, Madame Sousa, is a short, sturdy woman with a club foot. She lives with her lonely grandson, Champion, and an overweight dog named Bruno. The convoluted plot involves the Tour de France bicycle race, a run-in with the French mafia, and Madame Sousa crossing the Atlantic with Bruno to rescue her kidnapped grandson. The singing triplets end up helping. There's hardly any dialogue, so music helps guide the story, says A.O. Scott, who writes for the New York Times.
The music really kind of draws you into the world that this film has created and also reflects the different moods and colors of the story, so that there are dark, sinister passages and there are some very exuberant, silly ones, and the music is right there with you, sort of leading you from the kind of loneliness of Madame Sousa's house to the noise and bustle of Belleville and out in the countryside for the Tour de France.
Je vous parle en direct de cette 17e étape du Tour de France. Le peloton, énorme machine de muscles et d'acier, vient de s'élancer.
French animator Sylvain Chaumet is the brains behind The Triplets of Belleville. It took him 5 years to complete. He wanted to draw lots of characters making music, because he says that's more interesting to watch than people talking. So he needed to find a composer who could both write music of the period, but also capture the film's touch of madness. Speaking by phone from Scotland, where he's setting up a new studio, Chaumet says Benoît Charest was perfect for the job because he can write music that is both sophisticated and silly.
When he writes scores, he always tries to be very technical and serious, but at the same time, he's got a really great sense of fun.
Benoît Charest lives in Montreal. In addition to writing music for films, he also plays jazz guitar in clubs. Charest says for Triplets, he went back and listened to all that French music from the 1930s and 40s.
It's a nice period in time, I find, for music. It's a nice split between, you know, music that's a little more elaborated harmonically and melodically, and just dance music and fun music, you know.
Charest also wrote a song inspired by Edith Piaf. His wife, Béatrice Bonifaci, is the singer.
Moi, mon homme, c'est un vrai, c'est un balèze. Je vois la mort de près, de dans ses yeux.
Composer Benoît Charest and animator Sylvain Chaumet say they were constantly inspiring each other. They're both fascinated by the tiny little quirks of human and animal behavior. And it turns out both men are more than 6 feet tall, just like the singing triplets in the film. It was Charest's music that inspired the drawings that became the three sisters, says Sylvain Chaumet.
When we heard these musics, it was so inspiring for the animators that there was a lot of Ben's own madness into the triplets.
As the film jumps ahead in time, we find the aging sisters living in a rundown apartment, and every once in a while, they break into song.
Swinging bells and rendezvous, madam, I'm dancing, dookie-doo. Oh, you can
In one scene, the triplets have a jam session where they turn household appliances into musical instruments. Sylvain Chomet got the idea after seeing Stomp, the live show that makes music with everyday objects like trash cans and brooms. It was Benoit Charest who had to come up with something similar for the triplets. He says one day he took special notice of his vacuum cleaner.
He was sitting there in the studio and being miserable till I gave him love and affection, and then started to sing for me. So that was fabulous. I think we could say a lot about human beings. You know, if we give them attention and be gentle and nice to them, suddenly people open up, you know. So it was the same thing for the Hoover.
Parodies are everywhere in Triplets of Belleville. Overweight Americans, the frog eating French, and Elvis impersonators. Triplets of Belleville has a feeling of creative anarchy, says A.O. Scott of the New York Times.
What's wonderful about the music and the drawing is that there's kind of no sense of constraint or limit. It's like anything that these guys think up and that they can make work, they'll put on screen and put on the soundtrack.
This is animator Sylvain Chomet's second Oscar nomination and composer Benoit Charest's first. They both plan to attend the ceremony. They'll also be working on a new film together. This one about, as Chomet puts it, the hilarious world of dance. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
And you can see a video of the Oscar-nominated song, Doo-wop, 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 and other tunes from the movie soundtrack at our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.